This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
It's the most anticipated episode of this season. We're talking the finale of Real Housewives New Jersey Season 8. Stay right there.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Very 90s, very old school. Rubber bands, hey.
I'm obsessed with Cardi B.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are here for the season finale, and this was the most finesse episode of the whole entire season, dripping in diamonds and gold and all kinds of housewife goodness. I'm your boy, Russell Ray. You can follow me at Russell Ray Silva across all internet handles, and we have a special guest today.
What's up, guys? I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
And we want to thank Zach for being here because right now, DJ Richie Sky is in the East Coast along with Tracy. They're both doing promotions. Tracy has a book coming out, and DJ Richie Sky is on Stripped, which you can also find on Bravo. So very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I've been a fan since day one.
Yes, you were telling me you're a super Housewives fan.
Yes.
So tell me a little about what you thought about this season thus far.
This season, when they were doing promotions, when like Teresa and Melissa were out doing all the interviews, they said like this is the best season yet. Mm-hmm. So I was really expecting something, especially since they brought Danielle back. And I have to say, I was just a little underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like, I expected a little more tape. Like, I loved Teresa throwing the glass. I thought Danielle was a little dramatic when she threw the glass. I was like, we just saw that 2 weeks ago. Girl, let's come up with something new. Like, we can't keep doing the table scenes. I thought it was good, but I think there have been better seasons.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. I think one of the better seasons was with the Manzos, when they had those girls on with Danielle.
Yeah.
That was a really good season because you had Kim
the
D and Kim
two.
G.
Yeah.
How are you? We have that.
Yeah.
Still going on. But let's jump right into this one. So, season finale kind of started off slow. Marge is getting ready for her 50th birthday.
Yeah, she got ready for like the first half of the episode was Marge getting ready.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of Marge getting ready a lot in this.
Yeah. She gets ready a lot this season. Like, that's kind of her thing.
What'd you think about her dress?
I liked her dress. I thought it was a little, young for a 50th birthday party. But, I mean, she looked great in it.
Which we come to later, because for some reason this episode happened to be a Bitch Stole My Look episode.
Yes.
I don't know if you caught that, but it was definitely happened multiple times this episode. And, of course, Danielle comes right into the pot right off the bat and references Siggy and all kinds of drama to how she, how Siggy didn't want to address Marge Sr.
Yes.
Last episode.
I don't blame her for that. I think.
Really?
Like, yeah. I think.
Okay.
Look, if you don't get along with somebody, are you really going to go and like say hi? Like, Marge Sr. didn't want to meet Siggy either. Like, she would have reluctantly met her. Like, why have to fake and be like, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you. Like, bullshit. Nobody wants, like, they don't want to meet each other. Like, why make them meet each other? I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, it was a little rude, I'm not going to lie, to not address somebody in the room, but I mean, I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to meet Marge Sr. either.
You almost have to meet each other.
Yeah.
Because you got to come up and read. You got to read everything about each other.
That's true. Fair.
And NeNe Leakes is the pro at reading. So Marge Sr. definitely was ready to get the read
on.
She
was ready. Yeah, she had her reading glasses ready.
And Siggy was just not.
No.
Which is, in my perspective, I'm very classy. I'm going to address anybody, whether I like you or not. I do it in recent times. Mm-hmm. My own community. But it is what it is. So then we get to Siggy, and she's shopping for her son's graduation, which is kind of a cute little...
It's cute, but I feel like she's a little much sometimes. Like, she's mm-hmm. a little too... I like Siggy, and I've met Siggy, and she's very lovely in person. But she is just... With her kids, it's like she's a smotherer that I'm like, I don't want that to be my mama.
Okay, so you said Siggy is a very lovely person. Let's go back to that for a second.
Okay.
I don't know, you probably remember this, but in previous seasons, Danielle blamed editing mm-hmm. to make her seem the way that she was as the villain, as the portrayed villain of the season. So do you think, because this is what Siggy has kind of hinted towards this whole season, mm-hmm. that she was edited to be a villain this season?
I actually heard her.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
She gave an interview with Heather McDonald about this season where she actually says that she knew coming into the season that she was going to be getting the bad edit. And she knew that they were going to portray her as crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like editing is like a really poor excuse. Like, they can make you look worse than you appear, or mm-hmm. they can make you look better. But I don't think they can... I don't know. I don't buy editing as a valid excuse. I think Siggy was a little crazy, and they just, you know, amped it up in the editing.
How do you feel about... Let's just jump off topic for a second. How do you feel about Housewife Confessionals and the fact that... I don't know, if I brought my friends in and they were talking about bad about me in Confessionals, we would have some problems.
Yeah.
And I feel like Siggy passes the buck, or is like very vicious in her confessionals sometimes. So is other women.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the Housewife Confessionals?
I feel like they, you know, they're on camera and they're together and they do the fake kissy kissy, and then it's like, you know, like when you're on Twitter and you feel like you're you can be unfiltered because they're not right there in front of you. I think it's kind of a cowardly thing to do, to be a little more unfiltered in your confessional. I think that's kind of why I appreciate Siggy's candor sometimes, because she'll at least spit it in your face.
Okay.
So I'll give her that. I think the other women hide behind their confessional sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost would never want my friends to have confessionals.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want that. I feel like, I mean, they would, I'm sure some of the people in my life that I don't always appreciate being around, but that I have to be around, I'm sure they would talk like major smack about me.
You either go two way with confessionals. You're either the best friend that can say whatever and get away with anything, or you're the kind of friend that...
And that's hard, because that only lasts so long. True. That only goes so far until eventually...
Yes and no, because if we go back to OC, we're so off topic right now, and we'll get back. I promise everybody we'll get back. But if you go back to OC, Tamra and... drawing a crunch for a name right now, but...
It's the only franchise Vicky. I don't watch. Vicky.
Tamra and Vicky them. Have fought and unfought and fought and unfought and fought and unfought for years, and they're still friends.
Yeah, but see, that's like a real, genuine friendship. Like, you're going to go through fights with your friends. I think when you're in this type of environment where it's an ensemble cast, and you kind of have to reluctantly be friends mm-hmm. to film the show, I think it's a little different.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
There's a lot of shade.
Andy, you are just very clever at what you do, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Anyways, at the part where they're shopping for Siggy's son Joshua's graduation, mm-hmm. he announces that he is going to Penn State.
Yes.
Mistake on his part?
If I were him, I would have gone a little further than 3.5 hours from home.
Especially because mom's...
Yeah, she's already expecting to be there every weekend. Like, I'm like, this is your chance to be free and be away from mom. Like, really go and live those 4 years out.
Yeah, when I went to college, I stayed local, but...
So did I.
It was very distant, too.
Yes. Yes.
My parents knew their distance. Like, don't come around. Don't visit me. I'll come visit you. Don't visit
See,
me.
See, but Siggy's not your parent. Siggy's like the type that'll be there every chance she gets.
Siggy would so not know my dorm room number. She would not know my friends. She'd be blocked on all my
Siggy would media. Think I was in a whole other state.
I would have told her I was going to USC if I was living there. Just saying. Then we move on to Teresa. Okay. They're planning for her surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids, this is a very cute moment where all the kids are writing notes to the mom, and Melissa and Joe show up, and they bring the cake, and the dad's cooking, and X, Y, and Z. And then Teresa walks in, and everyone yells surprise. First thing that comes to my mind was this, do you think this really was a surprise, considering there's an Escalade sitting in the front yard?
I think if it was a surprise, if it was a real surprise, it was very poorly executed mm-hmm. because their car, yes, is parked right in the front. And then when you have a whole camera crew and it's facing where everybody's supposed to pop out of, like, it kind of gives it away. But Teresa played with it. She was like, oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think that was poor execution on that surprise party.
I think the most intense part of this scene was... when they said Teresa hasn't seen Joe for seven and a half to eight months.
I didn't expect... I thought she would have been the type of wife to visit him very often. Because he visited her fairly regularly. I mean, and not only... like, I get if you don't want to see your husband, but, like, what about your kids? Like, they were really close to him while you were in prison. Like, I would have expected her to have taken them and done it for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, though, he does keep very good contact with them. Emails or...
that she's clearly not reading because... she's obviously not reading the emails.
We'll get to that in a second, but yeah, she ain't... Teresa, read your emails, girl.
Mm.
That's what got you in trouble the first time. You didn't read the contract you were signing, which ended you up in a pen. Mm. But we won't go there. Mm. Shade, all tea, all shade. We'll just go there straight up. It's a new year, same me. That's what it is. Okay. And then she goes on to say, I wish mommy was here. She didn't say nothing about Joe.
I know.
How do you feel about that? For her birthday, she doesn't wish that her husband was there?
I feel like, we saw this throughout the season, there's so much resentment towards Joe that she hasn't dealt with.
Yes.
That I kind of understand why she doesn't really miss him. And I think, to be honest, she said at the beginning of the season, it would have been harder for her to go and see him and to have to, like, leave him all over again.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's part of the reason she didn't go and visit him is because she just didn't even want to deal with having to have those emotions come up.
I can understand that. And I can be...
And if I were her, I would want my mama there over Joe any day.
I can understand why...
I mean, but mama can't get you laid. maybe that's debatable.
I mean... yeah, it was very slow startup at the beginning of this episode. So going right into Dolores... she throws shade at Frank Sr., First of all, they're a good-looking family, just to start with.
I like Frank Sr. I think he's better. I don't like her new boyfriend. I don't think he's attractive, and he's never around.
Yeah, no, but he's also going to college, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
But they didn't talk really much about it.
They didn't talk about it, because he's like currently...
In the process of choosing, right?
Well, no, he's currently at college.
Is he?
Yeah, they did a...
They did a tour.
She was on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy, like, surprise brought Frank Jr. in, and this was, like, the first time she'd seen him since he'd gone off to college. But I guess they didn't make that part of her storyline this season.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it, people. Let's head to the chat room for a second. So, Sarah said that it was whiny Siggy against the world this season. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like Siggy was very whiny. I feel like she really held on to that Margaret storyline, and I wish she kind of let that go.
And Quinita said that Siggy admitted to Bravo paying for the cake and that her throwing a fit was all smoke and mirrors. So
yeah, she said that whole trip, Bravo reimbursed her for it.
So, okay, so at the moment, then, it wasn't paid for, but later on, it was
at the moment,
reimbursed.
She had paid for it, but Bravo, she said that after their trip to Boca, Bravo had reimbursed them.
So, Let me ask you this. Do you think she knew prior to the trip that she was going to get reimbursed?
Oh, totally. Totally. So then this was her second season. She's not dumb. Like, she knew that this trip was going to be... I mean, they cover a lot of stuff on these shows. Like, she knew that she was going to get reimbursed for some stuff. That's why I think the whole cake thing was just dumb.
Was done way out of proportion?
Way out of proportion.
I feel like the cake thing was a mess.
Yeah, that cake was a mess.
Yeah. Anyways, now to Margaret. By the way, if anyone is watching and you want to talk about anything, please put it up in the chat room. We have it up because everything is running efficiently and it's just amazing. And new year, new software, and what is it? YouTube. YouTube is amazing. Thank you, YouTube. We're at Margaret's house. Her house is still not complete.
Her house has been, like, in the same condition since the first episode. Since, like, her casting audition tape.
Okay, so my favorite part of Margaret this whole season is that she's like, I need to kick Joe's ass into shape so he can get this room done. She's been saying
it
that.
It ain't working.
She says that every three episodes, and the room's still not
It's
finished.
Not working. It's in the exact, like, not even the rack that holds his paint has been moved from one corner to the next. Like, it's in bad shape. And I don't see him do anything.
No.
And they have a lot of scenes where, like, they're in the kitchen drinking coffee. I'm like, you could be working on your room right now. You could be doing some construction. Hand him a hammer. Take that coffee cup away from him.
Well, Richie and I have been calling him Slow Joe all season.
Totally.
I mean, for a contractor, first of all, you're on an amazing platform to be getting work on top of work.
Yeah. You could be like, this is what I did. Here is my work. And he's lacking.
Because Joe Gorg has done that.
Yes.
Because when he remodeled the house or when he had the tractor.
He built Envy in like two episodes.
Yeah. And then Joe Gorga was also working on the houses. He worked on the estate that they have now.
Yeah.
So
Joe Gorga has built music studios. He's repaired their house. He built Envy.
I'm here for Joe number one and two. I don't know about no three. So Joe number three, you have not made the panel.
Nope.
Sorry about that. And speaking of Joe and Teresa, now we're at Teresa's, back to Teresa. And she mentioned how she lost time with her.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
And it's Joe's fault. I mean,
it's about time. Like, it's been Joe's fault since day one, girl. Like, when, like, we needed to own this for a while. Do you think that she owned this because, or was, like, ready to blame Joe because she was ready, or because it just needed to be part of her storyline? Because she's just Miss Queen of Denial so much that...
She is.
Yeah.
She very much is Queen of Denial.
That, like, I'm curious, like, this is such a different side of her to actually be like, no, he actually hurt me, I want an apology from him, he was wrong. I felt like it, a little bit was forced for the storyline.
I definitely think Teresa has had a change of heart in a lot of ways, and I'm one not to believe in people changing. I think you're the same person and you really don't change much, but I've seen it in her where she's willing to admit certain things. Maybe Bravo helped her. Shout out to Bravo for getting her back on the train to act right. But I don't know if I agree as much of her blaming on Joe as she should.
Okay.
Because it takes two to tango. At the end of the day.
That's true.
And you're in your 30s. And when this happened, anyways. You're in your 30s when this happened, so...
Hey, you're a grown adult.
You need to be able to take action for your own things. And I really thought about her saying how she lost time with her mom. Yes, she might have lost time with her mom, but had the judge had them reversed and had Joe put away first and Teresa second, and the time... Maybe their times would have been the same. Mm-hmm. A lot of different variables could have played in this, but if that was the case, Teresa would have missed everything with her mom, time with her mom, and she would have missed the death of her mom. So I think at one point she should acknowledge the fact that, you know what, I did lose time with my mom, but everything happens for a reason, because I got out in time to spend enough time with her to watch her in her final days.
Yeah, that's a good point,
because that's something that wasn't mentioned at all this season, which I think as people we need to take a step back and really appreciate certain things that come our way.
Yeah.
without that we don't realize or take time to appreciate.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You went to prison, but, like, you were very privileged. Like, you went to prison. You got your sentences separated. You came out of prison with $1 million check to come back on national television. You had a book deal. Like, you were set. Like, I can't feel that bad for you. And, I feel for your girls, but I can't feel that bad for you.
And Quinita Campbell in our chat room, by the way, you're funny. Okay. She said, Teresa knew that Joe didn't even have a high school diploma, but let him take care of all the expenses.
Right?
That's a good point. I mean, she let him handle all the contracts. That's what good lawyers and good money is for.
Well, actually, but if you remember, I think it was the season 4 or 5 reunion, Jacqueline called Teresa out and said that she had known about, like, before the actual indictment and before they actually got arrested. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline said that she had known that Teresa was, that she was well aware of cheating on her taxes and participating in the fraud.
Jacqueline predicts in the future. Jacqueline, look at you. You wasn't a real fan throwing your friend on the bus like that. You ain't right. Okay, Jacqueline.
So I think this may be like this whole I didn't know anything, maybe a little more
far-fetched.
Of an act. Yeah, a little more of an act for the show.
For me, it really comes down to this. Why cheat on your taxes if literally in one episode you spent over $100,000 on just furniture and cash? Yeah. Why cheat on your taxes?
Yeah.
You're going to make it up in the long run anyways.
Yeah.
Right? It's people like you and I that need to cheat on our taxes. Yeah. That need to get that little $500 check at the end of the year. Because we don't have kids. We have a house. We're trying to get our life together. We
That's
need
right.
to cheat on all the taxes. I'm just kidding. Don't cheat on your taxes, people. Because if you go to jail, I
will
not
come
want
back
mad
to
tweets.
You.
I don't want any mad tweets. So please do not cheat on your taxes.
My only question, Richie, if they do cheat on their taxes, is it parole or is it prison? And what's the difference?
DJ Jeff, by the way, you guys know DJ Jeff is in our booth. Always taking care of our music, so the ones and twos. But DJ Jeff, you know we don't know our P words, and we're still trying to figure those out.
I had to throw it back. For those true fans, you know what we're talking about right now.
Yes.
You know, with my luck, I would get both. I would get parole and probation. I would be on parole or be in probation before I got into jail, and then parole when I got out of jail. So
I'm not sure which one means what. I'm like, now even you know worse
this,
here.
You know the struggle of our season.
Jeff, you're going to need to give me a lecture out. After
no,
this.
No, no. That means you fit right in, Zach, is what that means.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. And Sarah wants to know why Teresa still lives in that big old house, considering...
Yeah, I thought she had to downsize and, like, give all her furniture and...
At one point, she had mentioned
because
that
she wrote books
she might get
and
rid
she's
of it.
Yeah. Well, she's hustling for it. She's got a Lexus. She's got a Range Rover. She had a lot of different cars. Like, if you notice, at the beginning of this episode, she was driving a Range Rover.
She
and then
did.
When they went to go visit Joe, it was a Lexus.
It was. And here I am, still driving a bootleg Camry. Teresa, teach me your ways. I could do a year and a half in jail. It ain't a big deal.
Danbury.
Now we're moving on to Melissa and Joe because Teresa's getting ready to meet up with them and they're talking about. And Joe is so sexual. He's always been so sexual.
Yeah.
How do you feel about him being so sexual on camera?
I'm into it.
Really?
I'm into it.
And publicly?
I mean, I don't find him like sexually attractive, but I like it's his thing. He's very, you know, he doesn't care like that the cameras are there. I feel like he doesn't play it up or act like that's like really how he is. And he like Melissa's even embarrassed by it and I love it.
I do not know what I would do if my spouse was so. Thank you, Olga,
probation
for letting us know what probation
is instead of jail. Thank you, Olga.
I don't know how I would feel if my spouse was that sexual in public. I mean,
I don't think I would be that comfortable if it were my spouse.
And be a freak in the bedroom. That's what I've always heard my whole entire life. Be classy in public, go ahead and do what you do and be freaky, be freaky, all the freaky that you want to be in the bedroom. But in public, I mean, he used, what was that, a statue?
Yeah.
To pretend it was a penis.
The nose, and he pretended it was a penis.
Shout out to Joe, though. You just, you
Joe
do you.
Really likes penises.
He
if you
does.
Think about it.
He's
he talks
to whip
about
out
them frequently.
So many times throughout the season. We should go back and count how many times he's
I
mentioned
I wonder if
it.
Melissa has a strap on.
I can't believe you just said that. We are live. Anything can happen in the after shows with AfterBuzz. And there you
Jeff.
Have it. So, Melissa, let us know. Go ahead. Tweet us.
Tweet us.
Let us
Zach.
Know. We're just curious. It sparked our curiosity now. Then Teresa shows up and. In her confessional, she was mentioning that when she saw Joe, she kind of lost all the courage and anger.
Yeah.
that she expected to have.
Right.
Do you expect that? Did you expect that?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like, before you go into any type of, like, confrontation or, like, real conversation like that, like, you come into it and you're like, I'm going to say this and I'm going to do that. And I mean, I do that all the time. And then I get there, I'm like, and she hasn't seen him, so I'm sure there was, like, emotion. And, you know, I understand her kind of folding. But I like how right after that she came into Melissa and Joe and she was like, I went in there and I asked him for an apology and we talked about it. I was like, it's not what you said in your confessional.
Do you think
story changed?
Do you think we tend to do that as human beings?
Yeah, totally.
Just in general life, totally. Like we always build up what we actually did, and it really didn't happen like
totally.
That.
Totally. And the cameras weren't in there, so it's not like she could. It's not like she, you know, had to tell the truth.
Oh, but they found out tonight. They found out tonight that her courage was gone.
Because I thought in her confessional when she said that her courage was gone, I thought, well, then he didn't apologize to you.
Yes, I was very surprised to hear her say that he apologized, but
I love his apology. It was like, yeah, I'm sorry. That was his apology.
I don't know if that sounds sincere.
No. He's like, yeah, I tell you that in the emails all the time. And yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you do it in your best Joe impression? Let me see.
I don't have a Joe impression.
Do it in a Joe impression.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't care. Shut up. Give me some money.
Like tree,
you
know,
wife. I'm
sorry, you don't read the emails. I don't know. It wasn't that good.
That was a better one. I think if we merged the two, it would be a nice.
He never really completes the sentences anyway, so start
no,
with.
No, he's like, he just kind of grunts.
Like, no, he mumbles like that kind of. We're going to go back to the chat room because we got a question.
Yes.
And Quinita Gamble says, hey, panel, what do you think Kathy and Rosie not being invited to any of Melissa or Joe's restaurant things? That is kind of rough.
Okay.
Number two. Go ahead. I'll get to
this. Well, I had some. So I know some of the cast. So I had.
Tell us.
May have heard through the grapevine that they probably weren't put on this season because, there were some of the other casts that refused to have them on. So I think it was an intentional left out.
Which was... Go ahead, let it out.
I'm...
This is
an
AfterBuzz exclusive, y'all. Go ahead, let it out.
As much as I'm saying.
No, you can't say...
But I think I think it was a very selective decision. And I don't think Teresa and Melissa wanted to film with them at all. And I don't think that relationship is anything more than...
Do you think the relationship is...
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Severed?
Oh, totally.
Really?
I don't think the relationship was ever there.
Okay, so you don't think it was there before filming?
I don't think it was there with Teresa before. It was definitely not there with Teresa before filming. And I feel like once Melissa got in with Teresa, she knew, like, Teresa doesn't like them. I'm not going to go and bring them on camera.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Teresa holds all the power. Teresa's OG. She calls the shots on that show. I mean, when they hold production for you to go to prison and they don't film the next season until 18 months later when you get out of prison, like, you hold the power on that show. And I think the other cast members know. I mean, I think there's also a reason we didn't see Jacqueline film any scenes this season. Like, the cast members know we don't go against Teresa.
And Jacqueline just needs to stay in her place, number one. Number two, she needs to just let the Botox out a little bit. Okay. Number three, she need to get her daughter in check. Number four, she got a grandchild that she needs to look after. Number five, she need to work on her relationship with her sister-in-laws. Number six, I'll leave number six for next season. I'll fill you in on this.
I love Jacqueline. I love Jacqueline. You know, I think it was good that she wasn't on this season. I think she needed a break. I feel like there comes this, like, every season one of them snaps. And I think we definitely saw Jacqueline snap last season. Yeah. I just feel like the girls tend to gang up and there's always one that's going to be left out and whoever spins out in the season first ends up getting the bad rap.
There was several moments when Jacqueline stood up and puffed out her chest and I just like wanted to laugh at her because I'm like, you ain't bad. Sit down.
I think, look,
she did one of these.
Yeah, no,
what do you want? And I'm like, oh, no, she didn't.
I agree. I think it was one of those things where, like, I'm one of the only cast members left that's been on since season one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, she felt like she was entitled to some of the same respect that, like, Teresa got, because Teresa was one of the originals since season one. I feel like it was kind of that, like, I've been here since day one, like, I deserve the same type of respect. But I think we also kind of have to understand, like, Teresa runs this show. Like, it's the Teresa show.
She does, which is why they replaced castmates and why Siggy is now on the panel. And speaking of Siggy, first of all, Demi's dress
was nice.
Really?
It was hot.
I put it was everything.
It was... I agree with you.
Okay.
Not on her, though. Like, she's in high school.
I mean, you're right. Like, maybe someone that was 25, 26
yes.
would have just banged it out the
yes.
park.
Yes. Yes. Completely.
The dress in general was just everything.
Yes.
It was.
It was. I think she was a little young for it, though. Like, I feel like she was a little young for her dress, and Margaret was a little old for her dress, that, like, we could have met in the middle with the two of them.
Okay, well, this is where we got to Bitch Stole My Look.
Yeah.
So...
because it was literally, like, almost the exact same dress, Margaret except hers dress. Didn't have the tummy. It was cut out.
Yeah. Demi. So Margaret had the see-through striped... how are we going to describe this? See-through striped dress.
It felt like an Oscars wedding dress.
Okay.
Like, something you would see an actress wear to, like, a red carpet event, it's but, like slash... Globe. Yeah, Golden Globes wedding dress.
Okay.
I don't know if it was 50th birthday bash.
Studio 54.
Studio 54. But I mean, she looked hot. I thought it was a little.
Okay, so. Dun, dun, dun.
On her.
Now we're going to get down to your real opinion. Mm-hmm. Who wore better?
Demi.
Oh. Sorry, Margaret. I know you love us and we love you too, girl. He threw the shade. I did it.
I think... Hold on.
I'm just kidding.
I think I will like Margaret next season. I didn't love her this season.
You didn't love Margaret this season?
I didn't love her this season. I feel like a lot of people did, and I've tweeted about it while watching. A lot of people have come for me. Like, what? You don't Ooh. Like Margaret? How dare you like Siggy? And I didn't pick a side. I don't love Margaret this season, but I feel like she's growing on me.
You know why? Okay. I'll probably take... I'm going to take the... position of everyone who probably came for you. Mm. And if I'm right, they're probably on the same stance that I am. And the reason why we like Margaret, and I say we, because I associate all of you with me. The reason why we like Margaret is because she lays it all out, and she is what she is, and you're going to take her as she is. Which I think is the most relatable part of her.
Yeah.
Despite everything else, I think that's the biggest... supporting aspect of her fan base.
Yes.
Which is why I'm one of her fans.
And I would say she won me over tonight because during the show she tweeted saying that she understood why Siggy was so emotional when Joshua was getting his suit fitted, because it's like a practice for your wedding. Like, it's a big moment for you as a mom. Oh, yeah. So she understood why Siggy was so excited, which I thought was a very nice and classy thing to do, to not shade her in that moment where I thought Siggy was a bit much. She's like, no, she's a bit much, but it's a very understandable tone to have in that type of moment. So I appreciated that Margaret actually tweeted something nice during this episode, despite how nasty Siggy's been to her this season. So I would say Margaret won me over in that moment.
Okay.
The fact that she's, you know, come around. But the reason I originally didn't like Margaret is because I thought that she had a previous relationship with Siggy and that Siggy brought her onto the show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, don't turn on your friend.
Yes. Loyalty.
Yeah, loyalty. But then I later found out that they're not as close as... The show may have liked it.
Okay.
So I understood it.
Now, what do you think about Siggy and Demi's mom being so close? That kind of weirded me out.
It's a little weird, I'm not going to lie.
It was. They were like touching on each other. First of all, let's just get down to the real tea. First of all, your son is in this lady's house.
Yeah.
Doing... Everybody knows what they're doing. doing what they're doing. And you're going to come and show up for prom night like, oh my gosh, look at our kids. They look so cute. Like, okay, your kids are nasty.
Right? Like, they're not like, this is an eighth grade dance. Like, it's not cute. Like, we know, like, they're at that age where they're doing their thing. And, like, I'm sure he got very excited when he saw her in that dress. You know, like, we know what was going on. They're horny teenagers.
They're almost, adults.
Almost adults.
They're almost adults. So, you know. I don't know. Like, don't touch each other like that.
No.
Come on. Miss Grace taught me that a long time ago. That's my mother, by the way. Miss Grace is, nope. You should never be, ever be hanging on each other like that.
Not in front of your
mamas.
No.
Don't be hanging on each other like that.
Not in front of your mom.
Number one. Oh, number two, your parents should know if you're doing the nasty. Yeah. That should, well, like, they should know if you want to do the nasty, but they shouldn't know if you're doing the nasty. You catch what I'm saying?
Yeah, they should just suspect it, but they shouldn't have confirmation.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Teresa. She's getting her hair done. Because, you know, cause she's a prom queen herself. Because she's getting ready for Studio 54. And this was kind of a weird scene for me. That her hairdresser and her makeup artist are kind of flirting with the dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was uncomfortable.
What made you uncomfortable in the scene?
I don't know. Leave the dad alone.
Put some respect on his wife's name. I don't know how. That was very
not your
weird.
Vibe.
No, I don't even want to see my own dad. No,
no.
Sorry. Now we get to Studio 54 party, and it's for some reason it's the anticipation of Siggy.
Yeah, I mean, can we just say they turned that room out though? The party planner like really made Slow Joe's little mishap room.
Shout out to the party. Planner, decorator, you can come on over to my house because our house is under construction the same, so you can decorate it just like that.
See, he knew camera time means business opportunity. Yes. He's like, I'm gonna show up, I'm gonna have the disco ball graveyard, like I'm gonna do this.
You know, snaps to him. So you get poetry snaps because you did it all in the right kind of way.
Oh, I like that comment. Let's be real.
Oh, we're heading back to the chat room.
Sorry, it caught me off.
Go ahead, read it.
How do you pronounce her name?
Which one is it? The green one?
Yes.
Quinita Gamble.
Quinita. Hey, girl. She said, let's be real. The trailer for this episode was better than the actual episode.
Very true.
And we didn't even see Siggy in the trailer.
It was a total letdown.
Yeah, we didn't even know that Siggy may not have shown up to the party in the trailer, but the trailer really kind of amped up a big finale. I don't think this is a finale episode. I think this is like the episode after the climax mid-season.
Yes.
That is going to build up to something before we get to the finale. This wasn't like a finale-worthy drama episode.
I was left hanging.
Yeah.
I feel like there needed to be 3 to 4 more episodes on top of this.
Yeah. This is a short season.
I'm really hoping that the reunion delivers.
I don't think it will.
Neither do I, for some odd reason.
That's my prediction, because I feel like we would have heard more about what happened. Even the clip that they flashed during the commercial break about the reunion, like, it was about Ramona calling in during the reunion.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a, normally it's like a screaming sound bite that we didn't get.
Now, let's talk about a scene that we were anticipating to be in this episode or last episode, which was Danielle's bathroom sex scene.
Why didn't they give it to me? I wanted that scene so bad. I heard so much. Like, Siggy spilt the tea on that one. I mean, they hyped it up in the mid-season trailer, and I was looking forward to it.
And Siggy came for Danielle last week.
Good.
She said this was a cover-up for a deleted bathroom sex scene. Don't quote me on that, because it wasn't exactly quoted like that, but she said that.
Yeah, that wasn't her quote, but that's what she said. I feel like Danielle didn't bring it this season. Not the way I expected her to.
Yeah.
I feel like she had more of like a Kim D storyline, where she was kind of like just off to the side trying to like stir drama up.
She did a very good job of that this season, of stirring the drama, but
she didn't bring it for me.
You know, I liked her and I embraced her this season because I've never embraced Danielle. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, I don't know if I trust her.
No, not at all.
Because I feel like she's playing nice.
She's playing nice. I think she played nice enough to get picked up again next season as a full-time cast member. Yes. And once she has that security, then we're really going to see her bring it. But I mean, she hasn't changed. And we talked about this outside. She hasn't changed because there was the whole thing where she made Teresa come and apologize to her daughter for calling her a prostitution whore. When it's like, she said because her daughters were bullied because Teresa called her a prostitution whore. But it's like, your kids weren't bullied because you were called a prostitution whore. Your kids were bullied because
you were a prostitution whore.
Like, let's be real. Like, if you didn't do all of those things, if it wasn't in some hidden book, if you weren't arrested, and like that's why your kids are being bullied right now. Like, take accountability for your own stuff.
Sarah wanted to throw a punch, which I think she should have done.
Danielle should have
thrown a punch. First of all, Danielle, she calls Siggy's incident a deflection.
Yeah, she said that she wanted it for, what, attention?
And Dolores calls her a slob, which I was kind of happy for Dolores that she didn't go too, like, Rambo mode.
Yeah.
It was just clear, plain as day, you're a slob.
You're trash, yeah.
She did it, and which was good, because I'm always a fan of acknowledging it and moving on.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, as much as I've come for Dolores this season, she does a very good job of acknowledging things and continuing to keep it moving.
Yes.
Despite one or two instances where she blows up. But, you know, everyone blows up.
Agreed. And I feel like everybody coming into this episode, like everybody watching, even all of the cast members, were all like, Siggy should not come to this party. Like, I feel like that was, like, everybody felt like, like, obviously, for those of us that watched the show and wanted the drama, we all wanted Siggy to go to the party. But I just felt like it was inappropriate for her to show up to this party, considering she still doesn't like Margaret and is talking trash about her consistently. And I feel like the universe finally agreed, and it was like divine intervention to throw Siggy down the stairs so that she wouldn't show up.
Let's talk about that fall. 18
stairs. I was like, that's a lot of steps.
Siggy, you should have had your football pads on, girl. You should.
I hated that they showed the scene of her at the bottom of the stairs, like, ow, my leg. But, like, we didn't see her actually fall.
They could have not shown it, because I think that's insensitive.
Although, I wanted to see it.
Hilarious.
I wanted to see it.
Because I live for people falling.
Or they could have at least played the audio and shown, like, you know, the camera moving, like, they're trying to catch. Like, I don't know. They could have gotten creative with the editing, but I wanted to, like, get a piece of that.
They could have done one of those, kind of like when the posh fashion shows.
Yeah, and they cut it and they showed reactions.
And they're showing the floor and like people's feet running or whatever. But they should have showed like, you know, him reacting or something.
Like that would have made the episode so much better.
I would say, oh, what happened? What happened? But
and that could have been a good clip for the trailer.
Then
we would have been like, what happened?
It was not a main point, which is what it was made to be.
Yeah.
And it was, it's like, that's so scandalous. I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
You should hear about what your man's doing behind your back before you... Just kidding. Thank you, TJ Jeff. Let's head to Marge Sr. real quick, because as we're heading towards the wrap-up, how do you feel about Marge Sr. in this episode?
I feel like Marge Sr. is just like an angry bird. You know, she has like the angry bird look and the angry bird haircut, and she kind of just sits there and drinks her wine. And I don't know, I have an appreciation for Marge Sr. I feel like they didn't give us enough Marge Sr. this episode, though.
But if you notice in the background, she was doing it like she
was
a sorority sister. She was double fisting at one point. She was dancing with all these different guys. She was getting it. Like,
I love Marge Sr.
She had her moment tonight, even though it wasn't highlighted. Good job, Marge Sr.
That's right.
And then Siggy shows up in a boot. First of all, Siggy, you're bootleg for doing that. Showing up in a boot.
I didn't think she was actually going to show up.
I didn't like the fact that she said, now I have to show up because Danielle's talking smack.
Yeah. Like, that shouldn't be the reason you show up. Like, you shouldn't care. Like, Danielle's trash. Like, let her talk her smack and, like, you know.
Siggy has pretty much ran her life around everybody else this season.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
I think she really buried herself this
she
season.
She anticipates everyone else's reactions or what she's worried too much about what everyone else is going to say instead of focusing on, I'm Siggy and I'm going to come in, hear me roar.
Agreed.
Which is one of the posts that she posted this season with her and the bow and the arrow, like, I'm Siggy, hear me roar. Well, if you're Siggy, hear me roar, then come into the party and come into the season, not worrying about what everyone else is going to, how they're going to affect your day.
I think that's where she fell flat, and that's how she became, that's how she got the bad edit this season, is like, there are so many hints at the beginning where if you watch the cast, they give you the worm, they give you the bait, and if you take the bait, then it's easy for you to be dragged the rest of the season. And she did that a lot. You know, she dragged this whole cake storyline out too long, and then she fought with Danielle and she fought with Margaret, and there were so many things where, like, she stepped into it where she could have stayed back and not fallen into the mess that she created this season.
Yeah,
I feel like if she would have stayed out of the drama a little more and kind of, I don't know, not engaged, she would have been better off.
And I think Quinito is very right about this, because they think
she wasn't engaged.
No, they think the conversation about Siggy faking the fall between Melissa and Joe is the best part of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that was hilarious.
That was hysterical.
And I thought it was really funny, too, when Melissa turns and she's like, I thought you were like, I'm going to throw myself down the stairs so I don't have to go to Margaret's party. That was hilarious.
She's like, I would have said my head hurt or I was cold. She's like, I wouldn't throw myself down.
No, I wouldn't have broke no leg or arm for nobody.
Right.
And then to top it off for the season, Siggy tells Margaret to her face at the party, I don't want to be friends.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that she showed up to the party at all. I feel like she should have just, like, stayed home. I mean, unless, like, Andy Cohen was like, you really have to go to this party. I don't care if you're in the hospital. I don't care if a dog ate your homework. You're showing up tonight. Like, when Andy says go, you go.
We know Andy has his ways.
Andy has his ways.
Mr. Cohen. Still waiting on your
tweet. He knew that she would show up in a boot. But I didn't like that she showed up and she's like, I don't even want to be here. It's like, then why did you even show up? Thank
that
you,
was
Jeff.
That was a good soggy effect. Yeah. Pity party, pity patty, petty LaBelle.
Like, if you're going to come in, then, like, at least make the best of it. Like, don't come in and then shade the one girl. Like, shade Danielle for talking smack. Don't shade the one girl that's, like, it's her birthday party and she still invited
that
you.
That was a deflection.
Yeah.
Shading Margaret instead of Danielle. Yeah. You're right on that. That was definitely
and
a deflection.
I think Danielle would have given her more to work with in the finale.
Yes. Very much agreed. And I think this last portion of the episode was the equivalence of the cake throw. The way that she disrespected Margaret at her party, that's the same disrespect that she felt when the cake was thrown.
Yeah.
So why do it to Margaret at her party? You know what it feels like, Siggy.
That's right.
Get it together. Okay. And then as the night starts to wrap up, you and I were both very surprised to hear this.
Yes.
And I'll let you talk about it with the viewers in the live chat and audience, but go ahead and speak on that for a moment.
When she left?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, this was probably my favorite moment of the episode because it was just such a, it's not, I guess I didn't expect it. The whole episode like felt very predictable, even though like it kind of wasn't. I feel like it kind of was like like, I was expecting her to not show up, and then she didn't show up. And then she didn't show up, and Danielle was talking about her, so I expected her to show up, and then she ended up showing up, and then she ended up leaving. Like, it was just, I don't know, that whole storyline of it didn't do it for me. But when she decided to leave, and at the end, Teresa's like, you know what, look, I've known you way longer.
Yes.
You're my friend. I'm sticking with you, and I'm leaving with you tonight. And even Melissa was like, my sister-in-law just left me at this party. Like, I loved that whole moment because it's like, you know, Teresa has been so, I think Teresa was so flip-floppy with her loyalty, especially with, like, Dolores, where she picked Danielle over Dolores, that I liked her picking Siggy over Margaret in this case. Even though I think Siggy was wrong, I like that she stuck by her as a friend.
What got me was that she said, my loyalty lies with you.
Yeah.
And Teresa, a lot of her fans were upset about this.
Yeah.
That she pulled that card.
Yeah.
And Teresa, I just gotta tell you, I was surprised myself to see this. And then you left your sister-in-law. You guys just made up. Get it together.
I liked that. That was funny. She's like, did she really just, like, she didn't even tell Melissa she was leaving. She just left. And Melissa's like, did she really just leave? She got in the car and it left.
The namaste wasn't there to stay.
No, it didn't stay.
It wasn't.
All. There was no namaste
in the way of this.
Nope. She went for total cray cray. She said, bye, namaste.
Oh my gosh, Teresa.
I liked that she pulled the loyalty card. I like that she pulled the loyalty card. I wish she would have done it with Dolores earlier in the season.
Yes.
Especially with the whole Danielle thing. But I liked that she's like, you're my friend. I appreciate how good you've been to me this season. You've been there for me, you know, getting through, getting over my mom's death, getting over my husband being incarcerated. Like, you've been there for me. I don't agree with you, but I'm going to stand by you.
Well, we'll see where her loyalty lies when
at
it comes
reunion.
To the reunion.
I think the loyalty's going to flop.
Which, everyone, please tweet us and let us know your thoughts on the rest of this episode. We weren't able to get to everyone's questions, but we do appreciate you guys chatting with us. And get ready for the reunion, because I'm hoping it's going to be hot. Come on, Jersey. You guys are known for your hot-headed tempers and just going crazy and telling it like it is. I'm ready for it. We're going to be coming all decked out. You're more than welcome to join us the next three weeks for this reunion. Go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you.
You guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach. That's on the Twitter, the Instagram, everywhere. Just Plain Zach. I'm Zach Peter. Thank you for having me.
And you can find me all over the internet at Russell Ray Silva. And you guys have a great night. Let me know your thoughts about what's coming up, and we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. I'm gonna be